States of America.
After 35 long years, Clinton, I've been waiting 35 years. It's finally coming home, baby. It's coming home.
You are looking live at Clemson Memorial Stadium in Clemson, South Carolina, where the game of the weekend is about to unfold.
Calma, regresa al backfield. De John Watson, pase, touchdown, touchdown, Clemson, Renzo, con un segundo.
Nice work, everyone. Sharp broadcast, really good. Everyone on the floor as well. Really a lot of hustle, I liked it.
How great is this? This could be the final play of the college season, perhaps, if Clemson gets a touchdown to win it. If Bama can hold them out, perhaps a field goal attempt for overtime. Watson, touchdown! Hunter Renfro, little man, makes another enormous play.
And Clemson runs out of the field and celebrates. They come to California and strike gold.
I think it creates a lot of excitement and a lot of fun stuff to write about and a lot of good. I mean, dang, what would Kwok and Kelly talk about on the radio? They'd have nothing to talk about.
Now, Kwok and Kelly.
Welcome in. Glad to have you with us on The Roar on a Thursday, December the 5th, 2019. Thanks so much for joining us today. Very, very pleased to be with you. From the Priority One Security Studios, PriorityTheNumberOneSecurity.com, Priority One Security, Serious Security. I am William Quagamus. John Hyde's going to join us intermittently throughout the show because we couldn't have a show on the station today without John. That's just one of those. It's one of those days. John, you're working on hour seven.
Yes, hour seven.
That's what I'm talking about, my man. I need John in here though. And you know what? It's one of those things. I was talking to someone on the women's basketball trip with us yesterday,
uh-huh.
And we were talking about wearing many hats and how sometimes when you wear a lot of hats, it can be a problem. You are currently wearing a lot of hats. What I then said was, you know, it is one of those things where if you weren't good at a lot of stuff, nobody would ask you to do things.
Right.
So we appreciate your perspective today and your willingness to give sought-after opinions for many hours on a plethora of shows on this platform.
I'm just happy to be here.
Boom. Love it. Anyway, we're going to bounce some things off John here in the first segment. We've got Katie and James with us, too. We're going to bounce some stuff off of them. We're going to talk about my Twitter polls that I posted at 11 o'clock this morning. And one of the things that I've been thinking about is the way that that we have, I guess, sort of thrust in whichever team we think fits whichever definition of the playoff we think should be most important. And so I've broken it down into three different categories: best, most deserving, and which would you like to see. So that the ambiguous, I think such and such should be in the four spot. And we've let folks vote on that, and we'll give the results throughout the show. That's going to end at the end of the show, so if you want to get in at Kwok Talk today, feel free to do that. We're going to get John's answers to that and some rationale, and then we'll get the intern answers to that as well. Hey, impress your friends and family with a clean home. Zero Res brings a whole new meaning to clean carpets. They're just like new, folks. You can power water, so there's no residue, odors, no toxic chemicals left behind. It's crazy. Spell it backwards or forwards. It's a right way to clean. Call 558-7300. No one can clean like Zero Res. We also have, I'm going to hold myself accountable in a way that I've never heard anyone do before. I am holding myself to a higher standard of accountability than literally anyone when it comes to picks. And this is totally because I'm a nerd of the highest order, but we're going to get to that a little bit later on. Plus, we have Brian Edwards who's going to give us winners at 105 and Roy Philpott is going to join us at 2:25, talking playoff, talking hoops, talking Tigers. I'm going to ask him about Jeff Scott and the USF job because I think that's one to keep an eye on. Just saying. Anyway, so we'll get to all that stuff plus whatever coaching news breaks. I don't know. Where's Mike Leach interviewing? All that jazz.
Oh, it's already broke with Mike Leach.
Yeah,
oh, big extension.
Uh huh.
That's breaking
right.
My heart.
You know, it is. It is not coaching search season. It is extension season, and I'm going to talk about that a little bit later on. John, here are the questions that I'm asking.
Okay.
Because I think there is a difference between best, most deserving, and personal preference. in this number four spot.
Yes.
Everybody thinks that Ohio State, LSU, and Clemson are the three teams that that are going to make it in. And I'm very uncomfortable going into these actual games saying it doesn't matter what happens, they're in regardless. But if people want to say that, that's fine. The only teams that we don't think are in it regardless are Georgia, Utah, Oklahoma, Baylor. So I'll ask you my three questions and get a little rationale.
All right.
And then we'll give the initial response and see how they change throughout the show as folks go to Twitter at QuackDog. Again, about 2:45, these will all be over. So get in before that point. Of the contenders for the fourth and final CFP spot, John Hight, which one is the best team? Georgia, Utah, Oklahoma, or Baylor?
Utah.
Why?
I think that the way Hundley has played, especially on the back half of the season, his numbers are comparable to Joe Burrow and Trevor Lawrence. He's playing at an extremely high level. I think Moss is one of the better running backs in this country. He doesn't have the production of a Jonathan Taylor, Travis Etienne, Chuba Hubbard, some of those guys. But Moss is one of the best running backs in the country. And the way that their defensive line is put together and the way that they play, they might be the most dominant defensive line in the entire country.
All right, now, we can obviously react differently after games are played, but I agree 100% with that, that Utah is the best team. And it's interesting because Utah, and look, I've been banging on the Utah drum. Walt's been banging on the Utah drum. Ben Milstead, I think, has been sounding off on the Utah drum. I'm not up early enough to hear y'all in the mornings, but I'm sure.
No offense.
There's a lot of, right? I've been there. I did my time in the 6 a.m. The way that this station has portrayed Utah makes it almost impossible for people not to love Utah, right?
Yeah.
Unless you're just totally going to be a contrarian. And there's been a lot of anti-Georgia stuff on the station, and we know that there's an anti-Georgia bent. So maybe
us? No. Maybe, certainly not me, no.
Right. I'm just going to leave that there. But it is interesting that Utah, so far in this poll, has gotten 71% of the votes. And now, actually, I just refreshed it, and it is, 71%. 71% of the votes. Oklahoma, 14%. Georgia, 12%. Baylor, 3%. Which one is the best team? I think I would rank them that way. Utah, Oklahoma, Georgia, and Baylor, with Oklahoma and Georgia basically just being a personal preference deal.
I think it is because, you know, when you look at the two of them, with Georgia, you have the dominant defense and the kind of underwhelming offense. On the flip side, Oklahoma, you have the exciting defense with Jalen Hurts, CeeDee Lamb when he's healthy, those pieces, and their defense, which is just hot garbage. So it's, you know, if you combine those two, you could put Oklahoma's offense on the field with Georgia's defense. Well, there you go. He's figured out.
Yeah, it's pretty much over at that point. Also, if you look at it, coming into this week, Georgia's offense ranked 31st in yards per play. Oklahoma's defense ranked 42nd in yards per play. So if you're just going with a weaker unit, it's Oklahoma's. Now, Oklahoma's offense ranked first in yards per play. Georgia's defense is ranked third. You could argue that LSU and Georgia is a better comparison across than even Oklahoma because Oklahoma's defense is a little worse. So again, right. It's a personal preference deal there. So then that's question number one. And I think that's Utah's going to end up winning that because I think most people see them as the best team. And it also, well, we'll get to it a little bit later. I'm getting ahead of myself. Question number two. Of the contenders for the fourth and final CFP spot, John Hight, which is the most deserving team, Georgia, Utah, Oklahoma, or Baylor?
I think it's Utah.
Okay, why Utah?
I think the way they have been dominant in the second half of the season, it was kind of reiterate my same point with the way Huntley's been playing, Moss been playing that defense. I just think they're playing a complete team. They've lost one game on a weird Friday night at Southern Cal, a team that was a bad matchup for them. You know, Brad and I kind of broke this down at the end of the show. Those USC's receivers gave Utah fits. But they've been playing unbelievable ball since then. And we've talked about over the last couple of years, if Utah could ever get healthy on the offense side of the ball, they could really make a run at this thing. And they have been. And I just think what Utah's done, the problem is you know, Kwok, you and I are here till 2 o'clock in the morning doing the fifth quarter show. Most everyone else is in bed, not watching Utah play
football.
That's
true. That's a good point.
And I think that's something that I have to remind myself when I'm talking about these teams is just because you and I stay up late watching these games doesn't mean everyone else is. But I just the games that I've watched Utah play, I've watched a lot of Georgia games. So I just happen to think Utah is a more deserving, a better football team.
All right, here's why I'm going to disagree with you.
Okay.
to me, most deserving is a resume question. And that's where we get the, it's sort of like the most outstanding versus most valuable.
Okay.
Right? It's that conversation. You have to go with what is actually being said. To me, I have said that Utah should be the number four team going into this week because I think they're better. Georgia is more deserving. They have higher quality wins. They've played a tougher schedule throughout. Their loss is much worse. But they've got wins, and I'm not saying to strike the loss, but I am saying that when you have a bunch of quality wins, like Clemson in 2017, for instance, then you can strike a bad loss. Clemson 2017 lost to a team that won three games and was the number one seed because of the types of games that they won.
Oh, yeah, people forget that month of September where they set the record for the most wins of a, you know, against top 25 teams in a month.
Right. So I'm going to say Georgia is the most deserving.
Okay? I can buy that. That resume... with the way you worded it out there like that, when it's talking about, you know, most outstanding versus most valuable, I get that.
What's crazy is Utah got a larger share of the most deserving vote in our poll series of polls than it did for best. So Utah, again, right now at 71% in terms of the best team, 75% the most deserving team. People think that Utah is more deserving than they are better, which I think is kind of weird.
Because you're kind of on the inverse of that.
Yeah. Texter from the 336 says Utah played one good game and lost, and then corrects it and says one good team and lost. Quite honestly, you could say it either way. The best, by record, the best team that they played so far, they lost to. And I think maybe the toughest game they played so far was at Washington. They won that one. Yeah. People have poo-pooed that one. Washington has, I don't think Washington's like just a super quality win. They're a five-loss team. They lost five times. There's a reason their coach is raggedy, and it's because their team wasn't very good. Like, yeah, he could be raggedy if they were 12-0, but it'd be a different kind of raggedy at the end where you're saying, I want to step away. So their best win is at Washington, a five-loss team, in my opinion. Going into the conference championship. That's why I have a hard time saying they deserve it more. They deserve to be in.
I can buy that.
Then we have this question. Of the contenders to the fourth and final CFP spot, which is a team you most want to see in the playoff field? Georgia, Utah, Oklahoma, and Baylor. And this is one that I think opens it up to interpretation. What is your goal for the playoff?
Well, am I answering this as a Clemson fan or am I answering this as a college football fan? To me, the answer is different.
All right. Your answer is John Haidt. Because here's what I'll ask you, John. Okay, here's what I'll ask you. When you think about the playoff, do you think about it from a college football perspective or a Clemson perspective first?
Clemson.
Okay, that's your answer. Oh, so which one do you most want to see in the playoff field? Is what it's like the Jack Sparrow compass.
Yeah.
It points to whatever you want. So whatever you want first, that's how you view the playoff.
Pick one, don't care. The way Clemson has looked this year, the way Clemson's roster is built, I think the two most dominant teams, both sides of the ball, have been Clemson and Ohio State. You look at the Vegas numbers, the odds, if they were to come out, Clemson would be a favorite against every team that's in the field for the college football playoff. And as a Clemson fan, I don't care who you put on the other side of the field against me. I'm picking Clemson. And even as a college football fan, if you take my degree away, I would probably still pick Clemson against every team in the field. So at this point, you put two SEC teams in, put a team for the Pac-12, put a Conference USA. I don't really care where you get the fourth team from. It doesn't matter.
Interesting.
At least to me. But I would like to see Utah out of all of those. I like to see, but in terms of like matchups of, you know, I'd like to see Clemson. I think they could do better against this team versus the other one. I think Clemson could beat all four of them.
I think your answer is equally valid and terrible. So I'm going to make you.
Thank you.
I'm going to make you. I'm going to.
Hour seven, pick. I get a little suspect,
right?
You know?
Of course. I'm gonna make you pick one. So right. From that perspective, which team do you think is the least threatening to Clemson?
Baylor.
I'll say Baylor.
Yeah.
So see, to me, that would be your answer. Your answer would be Baylor because it's the easiest one. You want Clemson to go as far as they can.
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
You want them to have the path of least resistance. Boom. Baylor. That's your answer.
Okay. Baylor.
Baylor is at 7%. Oklahoma's at 8%. Georgia's at 12%. Utah's at 73%. To me, I want to see the best team rewarded. And I don't want to see one of the four best teams left out.
I get that.
That's the first thing for the playoff to me. If Clemson, I've always said this, I don't care. I said this like years ago and people kill me for it. I don't care if Clemson ever wins a national championship. I really don't even want one national championship. I said this a few years ago before, obviously, we like that we get national championship rings and things like that. What I said was I want Clemson to have a program that's worthy of being in the conversation and winning national championships.
Years ago, before the win started happening, that's all I felt. That's all I wanted as well.
I don't want Clemson getting a free pass in there and being like, well, Clemson got in, that's great. Because you know what happens then? You end up being Michigan State, where you hold on to coaches who are 6-6. They got a pass in there. You end up being Washington. They got shut out in there and never once approached that level again. Yep. Not quite to that level, at least. You want to have a program that's capable of getting in, but you want to be capable of getting in. You don't want somebody to give you a free ticket. You know what I'm saying?
I 100% agree with that.
So I want the four best teams, and I want Clemson to be one of the four best teams and be one of the four best programs or best teams or whatever you want to say. Right. So I'm okay with saying, from my perspective, because that's how I feel, from my perspective, Utah. I want Utah in it because I think Utah, as one of the four best teams, deserves a chance to win a national championship just like everybody else.
I agree with that. And I think they are the best team out of all them. But if I'm sitting here, you know, from a Clemson fan perspective, there's not a team out there that intimidates me.
I get that.
Is the point I make. But I agree with you. Every year, whether it's Clemson or not, it needs to be the four best teams every single year. And I think that Utah is the fourth best team.
Talk to us. 654 Roar's the number. You want to get in on the Northland Communication phone lines. Want to hear your answers on this. We've gotten a bunch of text responses. We'll get to those on the Health Air text line, 986-1566 as well. Transform your body in 90 days. I dare you with the Health Air at Quag Talk at 105.5 The Roar. You can tweet at Kelly Gramlich, too, if you want to. She's in Tallahassee to call a top 20 women's basketball game tonight, so get excited about that. Stay with us. Thanks, John.
You absolutely.
Take five. You know, like a 15-minute lunch and come on back.
All right. Sounds good.
All right. Sounds good. We'll do interim responses to these questions when we come back next. Stay with us. More Out of Bounds in a moment.
Truck savings continue at George Coleman Ford, where trucks cost less and travelers rest. Listen to this. A 2019 F-150 XLT with two-tone paint and navigation system. MSRP is $50,435. George Coleman Ford has it at $15,000 off for just $35,435. That's savings, people. Never any hidden fees. Just top-rated customer satisfaction for nearly 90 years. George Coleman Ford.
Must finance with Ford Motor Credit. Offer good through 1-2-2020.
It happens every time. When a hailstorm hits, there's an increase of people who want to take your money for roof repairs. Problem is, many of them are just trying to take advantage of you and don't really know what they're doing. Gilstrap Roofing has been around for decades. Trust Gilstrap Roofing to handle the repairs and deal with the insurance. Just because someone knocks on your door with a card that says they're a roofer doesn't mean they'll do quality work at a reasonable price. Call Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Chicken, bacon, cheese, and ranch sandwich on Texas toast, barbecue nachos, smoked wings, deep fried ribs. Hungry yet? Reuben's Food, Sports, and Spirits, Highway 81 in Powdersville, invites you to savor their menu. Start with all-you-can-eat wings 7 days a week, or perhaps a delicious meat and three. Sundays, 11 until 2. Can't make it in? Reuben's can custom cater as well. Wings better than you remember from Chiefs. Reuben's, Highway 81 South, just off 153, 509-6312.
The more money you have, the more you may need to explore diversification opportunities offered by the independent financial advisors at QE Financial Group. They have customized strategies that can provide diversification of your portfolio that you may not get from the big box guys or robo-advisors with their one-size-fits-all approach. Let Greg Wells and his staff show you how to diversify for your specific needs. Call QE Financial Group today at 654-5043 or online at kiwifg.com.
You're a smart consumer. You do the research. You get the most value for your money. So we have a compact tractor for you at Powell Tractor. The Massey Ferguson 1700 E-Series offers big tractor features with the easy operation and fuel efficiency of a compact. Add in an affordable price, 0% financing for 84 months with zero down and cash rebates. Now, you've got a great deal. Try out a Massey Ferguson 1700 E-Series tractor today at Powell Tractor in Westminster.
For only $75,807, you could own a new medium-duty Isuzu FTR with a 24-foot van body from Christopher Trucks. It includes a 5-year extended engine and emissions warranty and, for no additional cost, oil changes for 2 years or 60,000 miles. Christopher Trucks and Isuzu, the industry leaders. Christopher Trucks, Whitehorse Road at I-85, 269-2131. Contact Christopher Trucks for details or see them online at christophertrucks.com.
We should be able to pinpoint the issue and save your marriage. Sir, what is on your mind?
Well, marriage is supposed to be 50-50, right? She has her car and I have my truck.
Which has always had a nasty old scratched up bed. It was a clunker.
Since I took it to Line-X of Anderson, she takes off in it when I'm not looking.
But it looks so good now. It's got a premium Line-X spray and bed liner. It's lifted, new wheels, tires, step bar, and a new tonneau cover. It's hot.
But it's mine.
In a happy marriage, we must compromise. In other words, what's hers is hers and what's yours is hers.
Wait, what?
Happy wife, happy life. I see the only solution is for you to buy another truck and take it to Line-X of Anderson and hide the keys.
Attention, WWE Universe. Swing by these Cricket Wireless locations tomorrow from noon till 7 to win tickets to WWE Monday Night Raw coming to the Bon Secours Wellness Arena December 9th. It's all part of Cricket's Customer Appreciation Event. You can go to Cricket Wireless and Easily at 6811 Calhoun Memorial Highway, Taylor's at 3058 Wade Hampton Boulevard, 2 Benton Road in Travelers Rest, or 3253 North Pleasantburg Drive, Greenville. Drawing at 6 p.m. tomorrow for Monday Night Raw tickets December 9th.
It's Out of Bounds on 105.5 The Roar.
I can't believe that a half-decent idea came out of your dumb mouth.
Now, back to Clark and Kelly.
And the intern army hanging out right here inside the Priority One Security Studios, PriorityNumberOneSecurity.com. Hey, if you ain't first, you're last. This hour of the program brought to you by First Team Sports, 2520 Woodhampton Boulevard in Greenville. This is an interesting point George and Greg made on Twitter. 654-ROAR is the number. You want to get in on these questions. Best, most deserving, team you most want to see. Are there different answers as you fill out your college football playoff bracket here today before we have any of the games played? Like, I had a texter a while ago say, you mean if Utah wins their conference, right? I'm thinking, yeah, of course. Because once these games are played, this list is going to trim down because you're going to eliminate either Oklahoma or Baylor. You may eliminate Georgia. You may eliminate Utah. You don't know. I'm assuming that LSU, Ohio State, and Clemson are safe. Ohio State and Clemson because they're just that much better than the teams they're playing. And LSU because I think that resume will probably keep them in. And SEC affiliation doesn't hurt. Here's what Georgia Greg says, okay? You just gave the info you needed. You said most people doing the poll have listened all year to the anti-Georgia talk on WCCP. Of course they will say Utah and not UGA. I agree with that. And that's why I say the poll questions that I'm asking, it's hard to get a read. I just wanted to see. I just wanted to see if there would be some sort of, let's say, pro-Georgia pushback. Because of this, a text from the 803 brings up sort of the opposite point. He says, do you think Feinbaum's Utah comments had an opposite impact and will actually help Utah in the standings? And here's why it's still okay to do the poll. We're coming to the phones here in a second. Here's why it's still okay to do the poll and include Georgia, even though I've been saying that Utah's better than Georgia for weeks and weeks, and we know that Road Rage has been saying it, Walt's been saying it for a long time, and we understand that there are now more voices saying it more openly on this station. It is not just automatically true that what we say is accepted by everybody. There are things that we say, particularly things that we beat to death, they get a pushback. I'll give you a great, for instance, Dabo Swinney. Dabo Swinney hasn't gotten a whole lot of pushback until recently when some folks got tired of his act. They said, we're tired of it. Chris Fowler said he's tired of it. Other folks in the national media saying, what is Dabo doing? It's getting old. Even some Clemson fans going, it's getting a little old, Dabo. Can we move it along here? Can we stop playing the disrespect card? There was a time when everyone was feeling Dabo. Everybody was vibing with Dabo with that. Now there's been a little pushback because it's been a little too much. Paul Feinbaum's done the same thing. Paul Feinbaum has drawn more attention to Utah. I don't know what his goal was. He's drawn more attention to Utah in the last 24 hours than he has had people agree with him and say, you know what? Yeah, Utah stinks, and I don't even know anything about him. Where even is Utah on the map, Paul? Where even is that, Paul? Is there a country west of the Mississippi, Paul? He has actually done more for the brand of Utah football than he has heard with his comments saying nobody wants to see Utah in the poll. Because when you say nobody or everybody, anybody who disagrees and is not part of nobody or everybody is going to tell you that they disagree. And there's a lot of prominent national voices that disagree. So just because somebody says something, just because somebody keeps parroting a narrative, doesn't mean that people automatically buy in. So I'm giving people the chance to buck us a little bit and say, you know what? I know you guys all think Utah's great. I know you guys all stay up later than us and watch Utah, but I don't care. I don't like them. I don't like Feinbaum either. But I don't like the Pac-12. The Pac-12 stinks. Hate the Pac-12. Georgia's been in there. We know that the talent's in the Southeast. We know the SEC's got great teams. I think it's Georgia. Or we've seen Oklahoma. Oklahoma's better than Utah. Georgia's going to lose to LSU. I'm going Oklahoma. Or, heck, give it to Baylor. Why not Baylor? Why are people disrespecting Baylor so much? Just because they played a terrible non-conference? Clemson played a terrible conference schedule. Look what they did. So I'm giving, yes, Georgia Greg is correct. We have almost effectively propagandized Utah and de-propagandized Georgia basically to death on this station over the past few weeks. And I think, frankly, rightfully so, because part of the reason that that narrative takes hold is because there are a lot of Georgia listeners out there. There are a lot of you out there. And so I'm giving you a chance, Georgia fans, without even caring if it's a representative sample, make your voice heard. I'm giving you a chance on Twitter. If it's 70% Utah across the board, then we've been very effective with our propaganda campaign here. Very effective. But I did wonder if there would be some pushback, just like there was pushback when Feinbaum said nobody wants to see Utah. And then it turns out that literally almost everyone wants to see Utah. Hey, I love great food of the holidays. That was a poor segue, but I'm doing it. I love great food in the holidays, much like the college football, football playoff, where I love the four best teams. Are there any four better things to put on your plate this holiday season than bacon-wrapped filet mignons, pork chops, burgers, and potatoes au gratin? And oh, by the way, in a 16 playoff, you could have caramel apple tartlets in an Omaha Steaks signature seasoning packet. And then throw in for good measure in an 18 playoff, a free six-piece cutlery set and a cutting board. What an elite playoff field that is. Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher, bringing families together since 1917. Order with complete confidence today. This limited-time holiday offer, our listeners get a jump on holiday shopping. Just enter the code OOB in the search bar at omahasteaks.com to order the favorite gift package, a gift everyone's going to love, for just $69.99. It's the most tender. It's the most flavorful. You can only get steaks of this quality from Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher, fifth generation family-owned company, over 100 years expertise. You know you want that on your table this Christmas season. They guarantee to be the most tender steaks you've ever had. Order now. Get the favorite gift holiday package plus the free six-piece cutlery set and cutting board for only $69.99. Just go to omahasteaks.com, type OOB in the search bar. Don't wait. This offer ends soon. Go to omahasteaks.com, type OOB into the search bar to order the gift everyone will love. Order the favorite gift package today. Let's go to the Northland Communication phone lines. We got Delvin up first. 654-ROAR is the number. What's up, Delvin?
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
Doing great. Hope you're doing well.
I think Utah the best team. I think of all the teams. And you said who I would love to see. You know, I would love to, it came down to Utah and Baylor to me because after what happened with Baylor when they got passed over in 2014, after they own conference messed them up when they said they had one true champion and they're trying to make them a TCU co-champions, and we saw Ohio State jump up. I would love to see that after what happened 20 past few years. But I think Utah's the best team, you know.
Yeah, look, I think Utah's the best team, too. But if they lose to Oregon, they will have proven that they're not the best team. Because Oregon has proven basically the same thing as Utah, except for they've lost two games. They lost a game that Utah didn't lose. I would count the at Arizona State and at USC as fairly similar losses for both of those teams. But then Oregon lost the Auburn game, which was in a big spot where they could have really put their stamp on the season, and they blew that big lead. If Utah loses to Oregon, I think on paper that's not that big of an upset, but it would, I mean, they would prove that they're not one of the four best teams, in my opinion, because nobody else has been able to get by with that type of schedule and then with now a second loss be able to stake a claim. So I would change my, if Utah loses to Oregon, I would change my opinion on who deserves to be in the fourth spot there.
Yeah, I agree with you about that. And it would be like Oregon to do that, too, you know. Lose to Arizona State, then come out and beat Utah in the championship game.
That's true. Look, I agree with you. I mean, look, It is also interesting to think about that Utah hasn't won. I mean, we get a tweet from at Clemson Dominate. Says, name one great victory that Utah's had since Urban Meyer left. Utah needs to be impressive versus Oregon since their only game versus a top 15 team. If it's close, that opens the door, assuming UGA loses, because if UGA beats LSU, then Georgia's in. 100% true. Utah has to prove that they belong by beating a quality team in the minds of a lot of folks, because they just don't have a signature win since they joined the Pac-12, not to this magnitude. And so they have to overcome that. Sometimes teams gag it up their first time that they play in a game like this. We'll see if Utah can handle it.
Yeah, well, thanks for my call, man.
All right, thanks very much, Delvin. We appreciate it. That's something that Georgia and Oklahoma have that Baylor and Utah do not, is a track record. And when you put track records out in front of people, I think we typically trust track records. You know, there's a saying about coaches. Coaches like what they know. They favor what they know as opposed to what they don't. So they're more likely, most coaches, more likely to play a player where they know what they're going to get than a player that could give them a great performance but also could give them a big fat clunker. That's kind of how we feel about this playoff, right? I'm on the record of saying, if Clemson had this season with this schedule in 2015 and hadn't won some impressive games in 2015, I'm not sure you get in because you didn't have a track record before. That's kind of part of the reason that Dabo's gotten all hot and bothered this week, is because he assumed that with four straight years ago in the playoff, that track record would speak for itself. I don't think Clemson's getting the benefit of the doubt there. Let's go to James, who's up with us next on the phone. 654-ROAR is the number. What's up, James?
How are you doing?
Doing great. Hope you're doing well.
I think if Georgia beats LSU, that Utah should get in over LSU because LSU's defense is so weak and Utah's got a more complete team.
I don't know. And here's where best and most deserving are kind of muddled. It's kind of like I talked about the outstanding and valuable conversation. To me, a big part of LSU is that they have beaten some really impressive teams, and they have won some really impressive games. And go ahead.
And they've given up a lot of points to some really bad teams.
They have, but they've also won those games. So, like, for instance,
Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, I mean, they've won those games, and so I'm going to give them credit for winning those games. To me, the thing that's impressive about Utah, and this is where it's difficult, because I think I don't know why people think LSU, just as a quality of team, is up with Ohio State and Clemson. I think when you put LSU's resume with Ohio State and Clemson's quality, that those are the three best teams. But to me, LSU is a lot like Utah, where the way they played has been a little more eh, but their resume is very good. Just like Utah's resume is a little bit eh, but the way they played is elite. So I would put Utah. I think Utah and LSU would be a good match. And quite honestly, I would want to see some sort of a play-in between Utah and Georgia, because I think what people think about Georgia, and in fact what Georgia was 2 years ago with the offense that was efficient and had explosiveness but could also grind it out and beat you to death, that offense paired with a great defense is Georgia 2017. That's who Utah is this year. I would love to see them prove that on the field against Georgia 2019, that I think is frankly a lot less capable than the 2017 version that probably should have won the national championship.
I think LSU is more of a Oklahoma. They can score, but they can't slow nobody down.
I agree with you.
When they get up against the Ohio State or Clemson, that's got a defense that can slow them down, and they won't be able to outscore Clemson.
Well, they may not. I mean, look, Auburn slowed them down too, and Auburn, you know, couldn't slow down Alabama. With Mac Jones on her home field. So there was obviously some weirdness in that game. It's true to suggest that LSU has played probably one, maybe two good defenses all year. They beat Florida at home, but that was a tight one. And they scored some points there. And then they beat Auburn in what ended up being a defensive struggle. So, look, it is highly possible that Georgia goes in and stymies LSU's offense. I'm just not sure Georgia is going to be able to, even if they hold LSU, let's say, under 30, I'm not sure Georgia is going to be able to score 20 in a game against LSU's defense, because I think their offense is that inept with no Cager and no Pickens for the first half. Like, I don't know how Georgia scores more than like 3 or 6 in the first half. How are they going to move the ball?
If it, if it comes down LSU beats Georgia, then if Utah beats Oregon, I think they should be in over Oklahoma because, again, I think they have a more rounded team than Oklahoma does. And now Baylor, I think, good. I've watched, you know, I've seen both of them play. And but Utah, is, they play good defense and they play offense.
James, I agree. I appreciate the phone call. Thanks very much. It's an interesting way to absolutely, you too. It's an interesting way to frame it. I think completeness ought to be rewarded, particularly when you look at, and we talked about this. Look at the five playoff groups, the 20 teams that have made the playoff. Only twice has a team who ranked at the end of the season in top 10 in yards per play offense and defense made it. Two of the 20. Washington in 2016, I guess that was, or 17?
14.
14, whatever year it was that Washington made it. And Clemson last year. Those are the only ones. This year, if Utah, Ohio State, and Clemson all make it, there will be three. Three of them. That's insane. You can make an argument that we're looking at far and away the best playoff field that we've ever had. And last year maybe was the second best playoff field that we've ever had in terms of just the capability of the teams. One year you had a Michigan State team that finished 81st in yards per play offense and 53rd in yards per play defense make the playoff. Even that Washington team didn't have Jake Browning in the game. So they were less than 100%. Well, they had Browning, but he was definitely compromised with the injury suffered in the Pac-12 championship game that year. If Utah wins, they're in. I think even over Oklahoma because of how complete they are and because that would give them a quality win. You're not going to erase if Oklahoma beats Baylor, let's say by 14 or something, 17, 21, whatever it is, you're not going to erase the stench of bad halves or bad three quarters of football, multiple games, including a game you lost at Kansas State, including the Baylor first half, close calls all over the place for Oklahoma against fairly negligible teams. And when you juxtapose that against Utah, who has dominated everybody since USC, who's given up 3 or 6 or 7 or 10 or 0 to almost everyone, then it's really not even close, in my opinion, with those two teams. We'll talk more about that. We'll get the intern's response to these three questions in a second. Hey, visit Tiger Sports Shop. If you're going to Charlotte and you need some new gear, maybe some, you know, previous ACC championship gear, maybe some look-ahead ACC championship gear. Maybe you're shopping for, you know, Christmas in Phoenix, Christmas in Atlanta. Whatever the case may be, Tiger Sports Shop's got your answer. Two locations to serve you, downtown Clemson, 364 College Avenue, 1102 Tiger Boulevard on Highway 123. Go by and see them. Great folks there, and they got the best selection. All the Nike gear. That Nike gear is sweet. All of it is glorious. You can shop forever for Christmas with that official Nike sideline gear. Everything you see on the sideline, they've got a Tiger Sports Shop. Those two locations will serve you downtown 123 in Clemson. Final segment, hour one, 654 Roar. We'll go back to the phones, talk to the interns in a moment.
Be sure and join Coach Amanda Butler and your Clemson women's basketball team all season long in Little John Coliseum. The next game is coming up soon, and tickets are available and can be purchased right now on ClemsonTigers.com. Tickets are only $6 for adults, $4 for youth and seniors. 12 and under receive free admission. So check out Clemson Women's Basketball for some great family fun, and we'll see you soon in Little John Coliseum.
If you're a mattress shopping, you must go visit Engineered Sleep on Congaree Road in Greenville. Each mattress is made in-house, and their showroom has the most popular models for you to try out. Engineered Sleep makes your mattress shopping easy. Every local mattress order is delivered to your house, and setup is free. Buy local and buy direct from the manufacturer. Visit EngineeredSleep.com for more information. That's EngineeredSleep.com. Sleep like a lamb, rise like a tiger.
Lunch is best when it's Bojangles. If it's lunchtime, it's Bowtown.
Rooster's Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Rooster's offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Roosters at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920.
Most demolition projects throughout the upstate generate large sums of concrete waste. When demolition waste enters the S.H. Carter Recycling Facility, it's sorted, processed, and turned into materials that are both eco-friendly and cost-effective. Recycled crusher run, fill dirt, screen topsoil, mulch, and 3-inch surge stone are all available for purchase. Visit shcarterinc.com or call for more information, 864-295-3943. That's 864-295-3943.
Open enrollment, underwriting, deductibles, choosing an insurance plan can be overwhelming. Mark Biesbauer and Josh Crumley at Health Markets Insurance Agency are here to help you choose a plan that fits your needs and budget without the headache. The best part? Their services are completely free. With over 200 carriers nationwide, Health Markets helps you get the dental, vision, life insurance, and health care plan you and your small business need, no matter where you live. Call today, 864-214-2375.
There's a place right in town where you can find a wide range of John Deere products and solutions for your property. That's AgPro, and we're here to make sure you're equipped for anything. As the largest privately owned John Deere dealership in North America, our highly trained certified technicians make sure we're strong on service. See current offers and find your nearest AgPro location at agproco.com.
You know Joe's New York Pizza is all about the sauce because I've told you so. Here's the thing, people. They have outrageous wings as well. They're not fried. And if you're up to the task, you can even get them with Cajun Asian sauce. Their meatballs and marinara come with their famous garlic knots. And remember, if you have certain food allergies, Joe's offers gluten-free. Joe's has delivery, and they're great for fundraisers. And the Clemson location caters with two locations in Seneca and Clemson. Joe's New York Pizza.
Hi, this is Coach Dabo Sweeney. You know, when it comes to buying or servicing a vehicle, I always choose Toyota of Easley for their great selection, affordable prices, and outstanding customer service. Toyota of Easley is a family-owned business, and in all the years I've been a customer, I've always been treated like family. I encourage you to visit Toyota of Easley if you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle or in need of service. Toyota of Easley is all in, and their name means a great deal.
Out of bounds on 105.5 The Roar.
Huddle up, sit up.
Now back to Kwok and Kelly.
We go together better than birds of a feather, you and me. We change the weather, yeah. I'm feeling heat in December when you found me.
I've been dancing on top of cars and stumbling out of bars. I follow you through the dark, can't get enough.
All right, hour one continues out of bounds. 654 Roar is the number if you'd like to get in on the Northland Communication phone lines. Texter from the 203 warmed my heart with this text on the Health Air text line, 961-566. And he or she said, Kwok, you all have played around with the 538 tool some this year, I know. And by some, she means like air day. It says now, if LSU loses, they are out. Thoughts on 538? Are they just wrong? Thanks. No. Here's what 538 does. 538 right now. You know who 538's top four teams are right now? Clemson, in terms of chance to make the playoff. Clemson, Ohio State, LSU, Oklahoma. They have Oklahoma. Listen to this. Well, we'll start at the top. Clemson with a 93% chance to make the playoff. A lot of this has to do with the probability that you're going to win and lose your game and then other probabilities that other teams win or lose their games. Clemson, 93%. Ohio State, 84%. LSU, 63%. Oklahoma, 50%. Georgia, 45%. Utah, 34%. Baylor, 22%, and Wisconsin has this weird 7% chance that's really, really stupid. This is where the cocktail stupid moniker makes sense. It's ridiculous. At any rate, here's what they're saying. They're saying that the chance that Oklahoma beats Baylor is greater than the chance that Utah beats Oregon, and they're saying that the chance that Oklahoma beats Baylor and Georgia beats LSU is great enough that those two things could both happen and leave Utah hanging out to dry. Right now, 538, cocktail stupid, has Utah with a 56% chance to beat Oregon. Oklahoma has a 63% chance to beat Baylor. So there's a 7% chance increase in their model that Oklahoma has to beat Baylor than Utah has to beat Oregon. And then if Georgia loses to LSU, Georgia still has a 4% chance to get in, according to this. Because if Oklahoma, Georgia, and Utah all lose, Baylor would be the heavy favorite to get in. But Georgia still has an 8% chance to get in. Cocktail is stupid. Rides again. Texter says, why do you hate on 538? Also from the 203. We probably should say this for new listeners or people who weren't paying attention in the NBA. The cocktail is stupid came from Kelly. And Kelly's not here to defend herself. She's in Tallahassee. But the cocktail stupid was because it gave, I don't think it was last year. It might have been Tuesday. It might have been last year. I can't remember. That it gave the Rockets an overwhelming chance of beating the Warriors in a playoff series. It was what? Was it 2 years ago, I guess? That when Chris Paul missed that time and it was just Harden by himself in game 6 and 7. I think it was 2 years ago. At any rate, I picked the Rockets to win the West that year. And so I said it was totally reasonable that the Rockets were like 73%, had like a 73% chance to beat the Warriors in that series. And Kelly said there was no way, it was ridiculous, it was the worst thing ever. And then if Chris Paul stays healthy, the Rockets are going to beat the Warriors. But she that day called it, this is not real, this is a cocktail of stupid, if it thinks the Rockets are like 3-1 favorites over the Warriors in this series. So when I call the cocktail stupid, I say it with endearment. And frankly, she does as well. Before we get the intern responses on the poll from the 610, yeah, it came from a different news site headline that gave the Rockets a 79% chance to win. It was. I think it was the Big Lead called it a cocktail stupid, and Kelly quoted it. That's right, from the 610. Thank you, texters, for getting that right. Let's go to Orange Crush, who's up with us next on the phone. 654 Roar's the number. What's up, Orange Crush?
What's up, Orange Crush? How you doing? I enjoy your show.
Thank you.
Let me ask you something. Anyway, Dave Paul Will was going crazy yesterday. You know, he's like a bad virus that just won't go away. You know what I'm saying? wasn't Georgia really healthy top to bottom when South Carolina beat them? I mean, healthier than they are right now playing LSU.
Yes.
Okay. Because I was telling the Georgia guys, Mara, I said, you guys are pretty much banged up. What makes you think you're going to blow LSU out? That was his opinion. I was going to blow LSU out. And I said, but you guys were healthy and lost to South Carolina at home, you know? So that's what I can't figure out. They're, you know, Pickens is not coming back second half. The only thing they can do is try to slow down LSU in time to get Pickens back in second half, hopefully, you know, because even smart, even their running back, Swift, he's banged up. But anyway, what does our offense look like so far as next year, losing all of our offensive linemen and everything? How are we going to look on offensive linemen?
That's all I had to say. Are you talking about, wait a minute, who are you talking about there? Clemson?
Clemson, yeah.
Very good, Orange Crush. Appreciate the phone call. Thanks very much. I think the offense looks fine. But if you look at the depth chart, I mean, he talked about offensive line. You're losing a lot of offensive line experience from last year. And this happens every 2 or 3 years because of the way they develop offensive line. That's why it matters so much. You got to keep Jackson Carman healthy, and you keep rotating guys in there. You know, with Carman and Jordan McFadden, you feel pretty good at the tackles. You move Sean Pollard to center. You're recruiting a very good one in the kid from Maryland, Linthicum. So we'll see if he can come in and make an immediate impact there. You've got some players who are going to have to step up, just like when Cervenka was that guy, just like when, you know, Matt Bockhorst has stepped up into a bigger role. You know, just like when Sean Pollard and Tremaine Anker both played tackle as freshmen. Just like when Mitch Hyatt came in and played left tackle as a freshman. John Simpson, just like when he came in and played early. So I'd be okay with that. It may take a few games to really get them clicking, but you've also got Trevor Lawrence coming back. You got Justin Ross coming back. You got Ngata and Ladson coming back. You've got, you know, those two freshman running backs. You got some great players in the pipeline. Brayden Galloway is going to be there. I think it's going to be fine. Linthicum's 2021. That's right. So he's not coming in next year. He's 2021. Good catch, Texter. All right, we've got to get the interns answered all these three questions before we get to the top of the hour and talk to Brian Edwards. So we'll go back to the Twitter poll at Quawk Talk. Three questions, three of them. We'll start with number one. Katie, I'm going to start with you. In response to the poll question, of the four CFP contenders, of all the CFP contenders for the four spot, which one is the best team?
I said Utah.
Okay.
And I said Utah because I'm guilty of the same thing that I think a lot of people are guilty of. I don't watch them that much. It's late at night. I go to bed. But every time I have watched them, they've looked really good on both sides of the ball. And every time I watch these other teams, especially Georgia and Oklahoma, I just feel, I feel like bad watching them. I know they're not good. I feel like they shouldn't be where they are, but they keep winning, so that's why they're there. But every time I watch Utah, I think, okay, I could see them matching up with Ohio State or LSU or Clemson pretty good and making it a good game and giving them a good game.
All right. I 100% agree with all that. James?
For me, I think the only time we've seen Utah go up against a team with similar talent to them was USC. And like we've already mentioned with John, they lost that game. And we've seen Georgia compete with – they've been in every game they've played this year with one loss to South Carolina and whatever the heck that was. But to me, I just think Georgia's resume and just – their overall just talent on their team would beat Utah in a head-to-head game.
All right, very good. Right now, Utah 71%, Oklahoma 14%, Georgia 12%, Baylor 3%, and which one is the best team? What about most deserving of the contenders? Which one do you think is most deserving, Katie?
I also agree with you that Georgia is the most deserving. They, every time they're having a big game coming up, Auburn, A&M, Florida, whatever, I say, oh, they're going to lose. They're going to lose. And then I watch them and they find a way to win apart from South Carolina. And they've proven themselves more than Utah's been able to. So to me, that makes them the most deserving. But obviously that would change for me if they lose to LSU in the SEC championship.
All right. Very good. James?
To me, you can only call them a contender if they beat LSU. They're not a contender if you come in with two losses after this week. So if they beat LSU, I mean, this number one loss SEC champion, I don't see how in the world you could leave them out in any way.
The reason one of the other reasons that I'm gonna make a distinction, and I think it's a distinction with a difference between best and most deserving with Georgia and Utah, is because I think of Georgia in the best conversation. A lot of their wins have come against teams with similar strengths and weaknesses to them. So they're like the best of their little subset, you know? Like Auburn's better on defense than offense.
Right.
You look at that. Florida's better on defense than offense. To me, those are their two best wins. Those are the wins that get them the most acclaim.
Yes.
And if you beat teams that look like you and you're about to go up against a bunch of teams, I know I'm projecting a little bit. You're about to go up against a bunch of teams that don't look like you with similar strengths and weaknesses. Right. Then I'm going to have to err on the Utah side in terms of best. But just because I don't think that they've been challenged in terms of stretching themselves, as I still think those wins are quality. And so absolutely, you got to give them credit for those. All right. And then finally, which is the team you most want to see in the playoff field? Georgia, Utah, Oklahoma, or Baylor? Katie?
I want to see Utah. And I'm answering this just purely from a entertainment standpoint. I'm ready to see different teams in there. And I like when teams that haven't been in it get in it before, because it keeps up the idea of anybody can get in the playoff if they do the work and they win the games.
All right. I like that. It's the Kelly Gramlich argument that geography shouldn't, you know, we shouldn't just contain in a small subset and a small corner of the country. That college football is better when all the regions, all the peoples of the world get to experience it.
100% agree. I think, I mean, we talked about this a few weeks ago, Quawk, whenever we talked about the past playoff teams. Utah is one of the most complete teams that's been in the conversation for a playoff spot, and I would just love to see them go up against teams that aren't in the Pac-12, that are these LSUs, Clemsons, Ohio States, and see how they match up.
Interesting. I mean, I think you guys all made really, really good points. I'm a little bit surprised. I really am. And I know that, again, the propaganda machine has been going, and I'm like driving it, so I understand it. I'm a little surprised that Utah is overwhelmingly winning these polls. I'm surprised that they're over 70% in all three of these polls.
I'm surprised there's not more Oklahoma love.
I kind of am, too. Especially with the matchup with Georgia. Like, if there is anti-Georgia, you might want to play Oklahoma, where they're going to be tested offensively. And maybe you don't want to put your hopes and dreams in the hands of Utah, who we still don't really know if they can win a big game. We don't know. Hey, if you need catering, you need Your Pie Clemson. That's right, folks. Your Pie offers catering, and they've got new menu items, including fresh baked pasta like cheesy Alfredo, meatball marinara, pesto chicken, delicious panini platters like the Italian Turkey Club, ham and cheese, fresh Caesar Greek and Caprese salad bowls, and all your favorite fresh mouthwatering pizzas, plus chips, brownies, drinks, so much more. Place that order today. Do catering the right way. Do it with Doug and Denise Zirbel, people that you know and you love and you trust. Let them cater your next big event. Place that order, 643-4180. That's 643-4180, Your Pie of Clemson. Hour number two, Brian Ebers is going to join us, giving us winners and Vegas odds coming up next.
Broadcasting from the Priority One Security Studios, WAHT AM, 1560 Cowpens, WCCP FM.